The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A huge and urgent manhunt is underway in Germany after authorities identified a new person of interest in the Christmas shopping truck attack. Reporter Jake Wallace-Simons with the Sunday Telegraph is in Berlin.
We've now got a picture of the man, and we've got his name as well. So he's a Tunisian asylum seeker who came into Germany earlier this year. His name is Anis Amri. He's 23 years old, and he has a track record of being involved with ISIS groups and with radical groups, both in Germany and in his hometown in Tunisia, which itself is an ISIS stronghold. So there are very deep concerns here in Berlin that this man is armed, and he's dangerous, and he's on the streets, and he may be bent on striking again.
Simon spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Investigators are trying to determine what went wrong, causing a series of explosions in a popular fireworks marketplace near Mexico City.
The video images emerging from the town of Tultepec, Mexico, which is just north of Mexico City, are simply staggering and horrifying to watch. The explosions went on and on as thousands of people gathered inside this open-air market in this town that is basically known as the fireworks capital of Mexico. It was a horrifying scene. More than 70 people injured, nearly three dozen people killed. That death toll could continue to rise.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera. D.C.'s population is now 681,000. That's the highest it's been in 40 years. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the population growth shows that the nation's capital, quote, continues to be an attractive place to live, work, and start a family. The district is now the fifth jurisdiction in the country to put together a paid leave program for workers, paid for by a new payroll tax.
8 weeks to care for a newborn, six for a family member, and two for yourself. Councilmember Alyssa Silverman led the charge.
It's going to be great for our city. It's going to be great for our working families.
There were plenty of reservations, including from Councilmember Mary Che, who's voting for it, but says
it may even be something that we will come to regret.
Opposition's more vehement from Councilmember LaRuby May.
Give a significant portion of this tax to people outside of the district is unconscionable.
The margin's veto-proof over Mayor Bowser, who says she will not sign it. A last-minute push to replace the new payroll tax with tax credits was rejected. At the Wilson Building, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has reportedly been quietly talking with fellow Republican leaders of blue states who opposed Donald Trump during the campaign about how best to work with the new administration. The Associated Press reports Hogan's been talking with Vermont Governor-elect Phil Scott and Charlie Baker of Massachusetts on how they can pursue common interests in Washington. A major entertainment business is set to come to Arlington as part of a huge redevelopment project.
Punch Bowl Social is the newest and one of the largest tenants to sign onto the redevelopment at Ballston Quarter, CEO Robert Thompson.
This is a little bit of like a coming home event for me.
Punch Bowl Social is a Denver-based restaurant, bar, and entertainment business that includes everything from bowling and bocce to karaoke.
We are millennial-centric, and there are a lot of millennials, of course, in Northern Virginia.
Will Vogel is part of the team behind the development at Ballston Quarter.
It's not so much about particular demographic as it is about creating a project that is right for this time.
The restaurant has plans to open in 2018. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Antoine Wilson has been confirmed as the new head of D.C. Public Schools. Wilson was named to the post last month by Mayor Muriel Bowser. His appointment was subject to D.C. Council approval, which came yesterday. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,975, the Nasdaq at 54.84. Sports, college basketball, the Terps and Hokies both win. NBA, the Wizards are on the road to take on the Bulls tonight. The Caps are also on the road to meet the Flyers. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This holiday season, may we all remember the men and women of America's Armed Forces.
Hey, I'm Captain Jones here in Bagram Airfield. Just want to say hey to all my friends and family back in Virginia and tell them happy holidays.
Saluting those who serve. WMAL.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Kumi. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Wilson Bridge, your delays holding tight near St. Barnabas Road, not getting any worse. Heading across the American Legion Bridge, just a little bit of volume each direction, but no major issues. Bad problems getting across the 14th Street Bridge. Our second crash of the morning for northbound 395 commuters now sits on the shoulder. We're lucky that we're getting a little break in our rush hour this week in the morning. And delays now from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Lanes open. Not so good, though, Arlington with the signal lights not working properly at 50 Arlington Boulevard at Fillmore Street again this morning. Crews are aware, but they just don't have that timing down, right? They're trying to fix that for you. And on 50, inside the Beltway, big delays down to New York Kenilworth Avenue split where the earlier crash had been to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good travel weather over the next few days. If you are going to be heading on out early for the Christmas holiday, clouds mix up with sunshine this morning. Clouds and sun 48 later. Tonight down to 35 outside the Beltway, colder. A few clouds around and 51 tomorrow. On Friday, a few clouds in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 22 in Haymarket, 25 in Gaithersburg, 39 degrees in Washington. Democrats are pressing to see Rex Tillerson's tax returns. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Scotty Nell Hughes, who is in for a vacationing Brian Wilson. Always good to have you here, Scotty.
It's a pleasure.
And yesterday, the D.C. Council voted 9-4 to pass a universal paid leave amendment. This basically gives 8 weeks of paid leave for the birth or adoption of a child and 6 weeks of paid leave to care for a sick family member. And the money to give you that paid leave if you work in the district will come from a tax, a brand new tax that businesses will fund. Joining us right now is Ed Lazier. He is the executive director for the Fiscal Policy Institute here in the district. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It seems to me that, according to many of the council members who were either reluctant to vote for it and chose to vote yes anyway, or those that voted against it, their biggest concern was the fact that the majority of people who will benefit from this aren't D.C. residents. They live in Maryland or Virginia. Why should businesses in the district be mandated to pay a tax that funds this very generous benefit for people who don't even live in Washington?
Well, the first thing I would say is I just look at it a little bit differently. And when you look at D.C. residents and how many of them are working and where they work, most of them who are working are in D.C. So if the goal is to help D.C. residents have paid leave when they need to be with a baby or with an ill relative, this is going to make sure that most D.C. residents have paid family leave. The fact that non-residents also will benefit, it's just a fact that any workplace law we have in the city is going to affect non-residents because, as you know, right now, people are driving from Maryland and Virginia or taking Metro into D.C. to work. We have a community where lots of people from the suburbs work in the city. It doesn't seem to make sense to never do anything that we think is good for D.C. workplaces simply because non-residents would benefit.
But it comes down to it. How do you pay for it? I mean, you passed a $250 million tax increase. $250 million. Last time I checked, people aren't overflowing with money yet. I mean, how do you think that the voters going to understand when they get their tax bill even higher than it was last year? Do you think that's going to go over well?
So this is a tax on businesses, and I'm a business myself, so I will be paying the tax. And just I do think it's important to put it in context. So the tax will amount to, for somebody making $50,000 a year, it will add $310 to that business's expenses. So not nothing, but certainly not something that should turn a profitable business into an unprofitable one. And it's also important to note that all of that money is not going to help pay for roads or bureaucrats or whatever you might be concerned about. It's actually going to pay for benefits that that company's workers will benefit from. So we've heard through this campaign from lots and lots of small businesses who said, this is a relatively modest tax that's going to provide a substantial benefit to my workers that I otherwise couldn't provide, and actually strengthen my business, because I know that people will be productive when they're on the job, they'll be with their family when they need to be, and then they're going to come back. I won't have turnover. I won't have to hire and train new people. So I just think, when you say $250 million, that sounds huge, but when you note that we have an economy of $130 billion, $250 million actually isn't really much at all.
Well, I don't know many people in Washington, D.C. who are living and making it on $50,000 a year, but let's set that
aside. Oh, a lot are. Most are, in fact. The median family in D.C., that's about... I don't know the figures,
but that's not where
half of DC.
But that's not where the $250 million is going to be coming from. This is going to be really made up on the taxes on all of the very high wage earners who are working in Washington, D.C. By the way, most of them are working for companies who do offer paid family leave.
Well, and now those businesses will be able to shift from their system to the city-funded system.
And see, that's the interesting thing. You just said, you know, you're a business owner. Okay, so when the government forces more expenses on you as a business owner, you make it up somehow. You either raise the price of your goods or services, or you reduce the current benefits that you're giving your employees, right? So aren't people going to end up either paying more for goods and services to pay for this, or employees are going to lose benefits in one way or another?
You know, I think anyone who like listens to Freakonomics understands that what sounds like classic economic theory should be right. It doesn't often play out. So, first of all, to give you an example, for me, I have a $1 million budget. We're not a big organization. $1 million. The tax is going to be $4,000 for me. I actually don't think it's going to force me to change my behavior at all. There's all sorts of things in my budget each year that go up or down by that amount. But I think the more important thing to note is that anytime you ask businesses what's going to happen when a government regulation adds to their costs, they reasonably say, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to cut back people. But in the end, they need those people to make their business successful. So study after study after study, particularly of things like the minimum wage, show that even though employers predict that they will cut workers, that they don't.
But if businesses need this, if businesses need this benefit to keep good employees, they would be providing it right now. Otherwise, those employees would go to a business that does provide it.
Well, you know, I think we see in our economy there are, you know, what we sometimes call low road and high road employers. There are employers who don't pay very much and don't have much benefit, don't put a lot into training, and they just expect a lot of turnover, and they make money. And then there are businesses that, like Costco on the other side, that pay their workers well, put a lot of money into training, expect their workers to stay, and they make money too. So providing paid family leave is in some ways just helping ensure that more businesses are following that high road. Not that they won't be profitable, they'll just be profitable in a different way. Because it's one thing that I haven't said is, and it hasn't really come up in the debate, it's got to be the case that lots more people are going to want to work in the district now than before, and that the pool of qualified workers for businesses is going to get better. Because why wouldn't you want to live in D.C. if you're thinking about having a family, knowing that you could get paid leave benefits that you can't get from a job in the suburbs?
But if the business cannot survive in D.C. and they go, you know what, it would be a lot cheaper for me to move to Virginia, Maryland, or any other state that's real close by, why would I do that? I mean, we've always found that states with the highest amount of taxes don't always mean well for business.
I actually think that's not true. I think what
Tennessee,
what
Texas, Florida. Let me give you all the no income tax states.
What the research really shows is that the places that are able to attract the best workers, and of course we know that the Washington region is not Texas or Florida. We need highly skilled workers with advanced educations. The things that draw.
Did you just insult, by the way?
No.
Did you just insult that there's not highly skilled workers in those other states that are no income tax states?
No, I wasn't insulting them. I'm just saying D.C. is much more of a knowledge-based economy than other places that have more manufacturing economy. I don't think that's an insult.
Nothing insulting about
no,
that.
No, nothing at all.
All right.
It's a fact that more people in D.C. have college education than other places.
And those are the ones that are making $50,000 a year right now?
And they don't get these benefits? The
again,
the
your arguments are sort of circling each other, aren't they?
No, I don't think so. I mean, my point, you didn't let me finish, is all that right. Things that improve the quality of life like access to charter schools, like good parks and libraries. I know in my D.C. neighborhood, there are so many people who are staying because they have a good charter school to go to, who wouldn't be here if they didn't. So that's a public investment in a public good, a quality of life that keeps people in the city. And I think that if you know that going to your job, you're going to have benefits that you wouldn't get in the suburbs, that's going to want to make you stay at that job and work in the district. And so I actually don't see, I mean, again, okay. The research shows businesses don't tend to cut off workers when they have added expenses in the range of this kind.
Quick question. Right now, if you have an adoption or the birth of a child, you get 8 weeks of paid leave under this law. Is there anything, any provision in the law that that prevents somebody from taking those 8 weeks of paid leave and then at the end of the 8 weeks of paid leave deciding that they're not going to come back to that job?
I mean, you know, it's the same for any benefit you have, right? If you have vacation leave or sick leave or temporary disability from your job, you can, and then you take it off, you can leave at the end. For sure, that's true of any benefit that you have.
Well, but the difference is this is a benefit that is funded solely by the businesses who then get affected by having that person not return. And, you know, there are a lot of businesses. You mentioned Costco. I'm thinking that some of the businesses that are in retail, they would really not want to have to fill in a temporary worker for those 8 weeks, and then what happens to that temporary worker after they come in to fill in the person's slot for 8 weeks?
I don't know. You know, I'm not a business executive. I don't know the industry well, but my sense is retail workers' hours shift a lot from week to week. So if you lose one person for whatever reason, you don't necessarily have to hire a temp person. You can just increase the hours of your other part-time employees. I don't know if that's a fact, but that seems logical to me. It seems like what I would do if I had part-time employees.
If someone's gone for 8 weeks, you wouldn't actually hire someone to replace them. You would just shift your schedules around.
I mean, if I'm a part-time employer and I've got someone working 20 hours a week who then takes off 8 weeks, I could easily...
applies to part-time people, too? This applies to part-time employees?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's lots of people who work who want full-time jobs who can't get them. Why shouldn't they have paid leave as well?
All right. It's interesting. By the way, one quick note, and we're spending a lot of time on this, but I do want... Mayor Bowser has said she will not put her name on this. That doesn't mean she's going to veto it. Will this go through if she doesn't?
Well, you know, even if she does veto it, 9 people voted for it. So if it came up for a veto vote, that's not enough to override a veto. So I don't know what she's planning to do, but it's what's known as a veto-proof majority.
Interesting. But then it's hotly contested. We'll see if that number could change if she does veto it. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a lively conversation. We love having those here. Ed Lazier of the Fiscal Policy Institute. It's 8:16, so let's go straight to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
395, 14th Street Bridge, second crash of the morning, cleared to the shoulder. And in our favor is that some of the commuters are taking off this week or out of town already. So delays are just from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Good to the Wilson Bridge. In fact, those delays have cleared out. Still struggling a bit on Maryland's 50 inside the Beltway. Delays begin right near 410 down to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. We've got the long-standing crash. Had been over to the shoulder for a while, but all lanes open. Lanes open top side of the Beltway slows New Hampshire Avenue, so slight improvement around to George Avenue. Inner loop a brief delay as you approach Connecticut Avenue now. 270, fantastic. And it's like a hat trick in Arlington, our third morning in a row. 50 commuters, you need extra time. Inbound 50. As you pass 7 corners up ahead, you'll see the brake lights off and on to Fillmore Street, where crews are still dealing with troubles with the timing of the signal light. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny with some clouds mixed in this afternoon, high of 48 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, low near 35. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a high of 51. Here's your holiday forecast, though. Saturday, Christmas Eve, some rain early in the day, and then highs in the low 50s the rest of the day. And Sunday, mix of sun and clouds, high in the low 50s. Right now, 37 degrees, 818 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
He's a robust presence on Twitter, where just this morning he wrote this, quote, Trump has appointed to his cabinet people from the alt-right, a white supremacist sect that literally throws up Nazi salutes, hashtag never my president.
That's Tucker Carlson, and the he was talking about is one Tariq Nasheed. Now, Tariq Nasheed calls himself an anti-racism strategist. I want that job. Anti-racism strategist. Now, Scotty No Hughes, I know that you've gotten into it with this guy on Twitter and on other areas, but I just want to take a moment to let Tucker Carlson take the lead here. We're loving that Tucker Carlson show, aren't we?
Oh, it's like therapy.
It's really fantastic. Tucker Carlson tonight has become must-see television, and he specifically is so good at bringing somebody from the left, somebody like Tariq Nasheed, and conducting an interview that is just priceless. Here's a little bit of Tucker and Tariq last night, and then we will chime in.
And here you come out in public this morning and say he's appointed people to his cabinet who are Nazis, literally, to quote you, who are giving the Nazis salute. And that's not actually true. And you knew it wasn't true when you said it, and yet you're whipping people into a frenzy.
And it's not true when you're saying it now. It's not true when you're saying it now because I didn't say that. And that's the problem with systematic white supremacy. You get to label people and say that they said things that they didn't say. No, you didn't read my tweet. No, you didn't read my tweet. You just put your own thing to it, Tucker, which is kind of something that you do. Ask me what I said, and I'll be glad to answer that, Tucker.
Here's what you wrote.
But don't add nothing else to it, though.
Just want to jog your memory now, Tariq. Trump has appointed people to his cabinet.
You don't have to. I know what I said.
Alt-right.
I know what I said, Tucker.
Who literally throw Nazi salutes. And that's just not true. So my question is, isn't it irresponsible of you to say something that inflammatory that you know isn't true? Look, you may disagree with Trump, and that's fine. But he hasn't appointed Nazis to his cabinet.
What you're saying isn't true. Sir, he's appointing a guy who's associated with the alt-right, and the alt-right, they are throwing up Nazi signs. Not only that, Donald Trump himself, he is disenfranchised and discriminated against black people his whole career. Okay. So this is not something that I'm just reaching out of a bag. And there's other people associated with Trump in the cabinet who have practiced systematic racism for years. So I'm just not pulling anything out of a bag.
This is one of those amazing things when Tucker reads the person's words to him and he says, well, I didn't say that. I'm reading what you wrote. Oh, no, I just didn't say that, Scotty.
Well, Tariq, let me tell you what he actually is. He is a professional social media troll. That is what he does. That's where he gets his name. Here was his actual tweet following this conversation. Boy, me serving Tucker Carlson on Fox News today really has these Fox viewers angry and butthurt.
Butthurt.
Which I had to ask, can we say that on air? Me and my clean ears.
Yes, I appreciate you clearing that with me.
I had to. I didn't want to get us in trouble. But that's what his thought. That is his opinion. And if you read his Twitter feed, people thought he schooled Tucker Carlson. And the best part of this interview is not only is he wrong, but later Tucker went back and found his books he'd written where he actually said it was okay to lie. Do we have this clip? Where he actually said it was okay for you to deceive a woman, to lie to a woman, do whatever you can. He listed how to get her in bed and trick her and to leave her just to get laid.
Tariq Nasheed, that is who Tucker was feuding with yesterday. And this is a beautiful thing. We love to point it out when it happens. By the way, here's the best thing about this. When Tucker started his program, and we saw that almost every night he would bring in somebody from a college campus or someone like this, and he would absolutely lay them to waste and destroy them. My worry was that they're all going to get wise and they're going to stop coming on and we're going to lose this. But they're not. In fact, Nasheed was on just a few weeks ago, this Tariq Nasheed, and it was just as epic over the Ohio State terror attack. And so he's coming back. It's a beautiful thing. And once again, Tucker, we salute you. Great stuff. It's 8:22 on WMAL.
Have you prepared yourself in the best possible way for the upcoming tax season? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors can help you to maximize your tax efficiency. For a free strategy session, call 301-924-2160 or find them online at eaglestonetaxwealth.com.
Oh, the holidays, so many presents, so little time, and as much as we'd like to, it's impossible to make it to every loved one's Christmas celebration. If you are like me, you've got family and friends all over the country. I mean, I'm looking at New York, Michigan, Oregon, California, Oklahoma, right here in Washington. I can't be in all those places at once, but with 1-800-Flowers.com, no matter how far away they are, I can still send my love to the people in my life this Christmas season. And I got to tell you, the classic Christmas centerpiece is the best way to show that love and honor Christmas in the best possible way. Think about it. The classic Christmas centerpiece is going to be the middle of every great Christmas dinner of your loved ones and friends when you send it. And right now, you get 20% off. So they're all going to be sitting around having that great Christmas dinner, and they'll look at this beautiful, handcrafted with fresh flowers, crisp blooms of white lilies, red roses, fragrant evergreens. It's such a one-of-a-kind gift. The classic Christmas centerpiece. I've got one in my home right now, and my home smells like a Christmas card. It is so beautiful. And you'll get 20% off right now. But you got to do it. You got to get the order in. 20% off. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio icon and enter my name, Larry. 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget, click that radio icon, enter Larry.
Ready to make a real difference in 2017? A degree in cybersecurity can help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2017. Classes start January 2nd with innovative and career-focused cybersecurity degree programs to fit your busy schedule, on-site and online. Let Stratford's best-in-class IT faculty bring you the latest cybersecurity breakthroughs and solutions to help you succeed in today's most sought-after field. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your master's degree in cybersecurity or bachelor's degree with cybersecurity focus. Register today at stratford.edu/cybernow. That's stratford.edu/cybernow, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 cyber scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete details at stratford.edu/cybernow. stratford.edu/cybernow.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we are actually catching a break this morning in a lot of our areas, lighter than normal as everyone gets ready for the holidays. We'll go north on 95, Virginia. Boy, I'm not seeing any delays out of Triangle up through to the Beltway. Do have a little bit of volume as you push through Stafford. But once you get up to the Beltway, onto the Interloop, Annandale, a little bit of stop and go as you approach the toll road across the 14th Street Bridge. Our second crash in the morning, completely gone. Nothing left to check out. 50 Arlington Boulevard. Looks like it's getting a little bit better up to the lights at Fillmore Street. Crews have been dealing with the problem timing issues. Maryland on 270. Fantastic. Not seeing much of any backups at all on 270. On southbound 29, we do have the stop and go in through White Oak down toward the Trader Joe's. And on 95 southbound, most of that delay heavy to get onto the Interloop and through College Park. Outer loop slows near University Boulevard, Georgia. Update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain relieving braces, non-surgical options, little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information, free shipping, 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad now for the middle of the week as we head on in through the latter part of the week. Temperatures will hold right in the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. 48 today with clouds and sun. Tomorrow, clouds and sun near 51. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 degrees, 827. We got to take up more of this great interview from Tucker Carlson last night, 7 p.m. show. You mentioned a little bit about this part of the thing. This is him going against Tariq Nasheed. Listen to the tail end.
One, question her maturity. Two, minimize the significance of sex. And three, tell her what she wants to hear. Now, you're advocating lying in order to take advantage of women sexually. This is in your book. I'm not misquoting it. Why should we believe anything that you say if you're counseling people to say, I love you, and lie to women in order to get them in bed?
Tucker, the fact that you're this desperate to get one of my books, which is a book on satire, it's a tongue-in-cheek book. The book was written in a comedic fashion. And the fact that you're getting that to try to justify disinfusing me, to try to minimize the significance of what I do in the system. That's so cheap, Tucker.
I knew you were
going to
go though. I was just joking, Ruth.
You're
don't
be a sucker, Tucker. Tucker, don't be a sucker, Tucker.
Okay, so here's the interview you gave to Esquire.
That's so cheap, Tucker.
Oh, my. You hear him just trying to talk over him. But this is the same as the Lena Dunham thing that she said about abortion, Scotty. It's always a joke when they get caught.
Once again, it is a joke. And the condescending talk he tried to have did not work with Tucker.
That being said, I do hope Tucker Carlson now has a brand new ringtone on his phone.
So Don't be a sucker, Tucker.
It's 8:28.
Gun owners, enthusiasts, collectors, spouses, and friends, get your loved ones the gift they really want this year. I mean, really want. Our tri-state area's largest retail gun store is now online. All the top names of handguns, rifles, shotguns, and ammunition, lasers, and optics with free shipping on firearms and accessories. Shop now at valleyguns2, that's the number 2.com. That's valleyguns2.com. Valley Guns 2 has what they, or you, really want. Dealer-to-dealer transfer fees may apply. See valleyguns2, that's the number 2.com for details.
Averitt Express, a leading transportation provider since 1971, is proud to be a part of the Hagerstown community. Averitt is hiring CDLA experienced drivers, trainees, and driving school grads for our regional driving positions. There's also a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Give Averitt a call at 888-249-2024. That's 888-249-2024. Or visit www.averittcareers.com and be a part of our growing team in Hagerstown. Averitt is an equal opportunity employer.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything you own, it's my guys.
You can find us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything you own, it's my guys. It's my guys.
Coming up on WMAL, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, who made the cut, who got snobbed, who got snubbed. Although there were a lot of snobs who snubbed some of my favorite groups, so it works either way. We'll tell you and debate who should be in the Hall of Fame based on this last vote that finally happened. Coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The situation in Berlin has been changing rapidly this morning as police are now searching for a young Tunisian man in connection with the Berlin Christmas market attack. The suspect's identity papers were found in the cab of the truck that was used in the attack.
We don't have any information about whether this means the police believe the man was the driver of that truck that plowed into the Christmas market, killing 13 people, or whether he's just loosely connected in some other way to the attack. This is information we hope to get a little bit later. There are expectations that the police will be holding a press conference, though we're waiting to see whether or not they'll divulge or announce any significant or important information.
Correspondent Hala Gorani. The death toll is at least 29 and is expected to rise after a series of explosions leveled a popular fireworks marketplace near Mexico City.
After battling the blaze for hours, firefighters on the ground confirm the fires are now contained. But the devastation left behind is staggering. Vehicles and metal charred. The marketplace was bustling with holiday shoppers now reduced to rubble and ash. And this isn't the first time this market, known for its pyrotechnics, has been rocked by such tragedy. This latest catastrophe marks the third time fires ravaged this location in the last decade.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera. The working vacation for President-elect Trump continues in Florida.
Donald Trump is hosting a series of meetings here in Mar-a-Lago, his resort here in Palm Beach, including Carlos Slim, that Mexican billionaire that Donald Trump railed against during the campaign. Well, he invited him here to a dinner over the weekend. Now, Donald Trump confirmed that in a tweet yesterday, calling him a great man. Clearly a sign that things will be different in some respects when Donald Trump becomes president.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,975, the NASDAQ at 54.84. Sports, college basketball wins for Virginia Tech and Maryland. NBA, the Wizards meet the Bulls in Chicago tonight. The Caps play the Flyers in Philadelphia. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Larry the Cable Guy, Clint Black, Sinbad, and Ron White. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
I want to give you a piece of financial advice for a great retirement. You need to learn about the 1010 IRA, a 10% simple interest annual rate of return IRA guaranteed for 10 years, followed up by increasing income you can't outlive. My friends, Dave and Lorette Ahrens, hosts of the Heroes Talk Radio program here on WMAL every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. will provide you with all the details along with a free booklet and illustration on how the 1010 IRA will benefit you. They did it for me. I was amazed. The guaranteed 10% annual rate of return on your investment for 10 years is here. Learn how to move your 401k, TSP, or IRA into this 1010 IRA with no tax liability. provide increasing income for you and your spouse for as long as you both shall live. Get your free information packet now. Call 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. 888-411-4130.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Larry O'Connor here, and I just love recommending my friends, Realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are big-time real estate pros. They've been top-ranked agents by the Wall Street Journal for years. What sets Debbie and Sarah apart from all the other realtors? They have an exclusive system that has over 5,500 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Get this, Debbie and Sarah may already have a buyer for you. This is how they sell homes three times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed in writing. If you want top dollar and want to move, call my all pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, and the only agents I would trust to sell my home quick and for the most money. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, coming in from the west, 66, loving the ride. Just a bit of volume as you approach 123, and that's from an earlier fender bender gone. Good in Sterling today. No problems on 28 either direction if you're coming out of Chantilly or Sterling and getting toward the toll road, delay free. Greenway Toll Road looking good. 395, much improved. Earlier accidents at the 14th Street Bridge, completely gone. Delays almost eased. Also getting better. Had problems with the signal lights again. Arlington Boulevard at Fillmore Street. Looks like now they are working again in the right function mode, and we're getting better without much of a backup. And on the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and the Key Bridge, both have the heavy morning volume there. And on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, Laurel, southbound, south of 197. That crash had been to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushing a few clouds this morning. We'll mix clear sky in at times through the morning and this afternoon. Let's go with a cloud sun mix and 48, which is just a few degrees above normal. Tonight we'll go back to 35, a little milder. Then a little milder on Thursday, partly cloudy, 51. Some clouds Friday, highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 24 in Manassas, 23 in Greenbelt, 40 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Seriously, do you think Journey would have been voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if this hadn't been the iconic ending of The Sopranos' final episode? I think that boosted their career more than anything else. Seriously.
How long ago did The Sopranos end, Larry?
Well, yeah, but they've grown from there.
No.
No one was talking about Journey.
No, everybody's been talking about Journey. Where have you been?
Until that
Journey's
episode.
Phenomenal.
I stand behind no man in my admiration for Journey and Stephen Perry's great vocals, but come on.
I've never seen an episode of The Sopranos, and Journey is one of my ringtones on my phone.
Well, Journey is now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's official. And by the way, as I mentioned Stephen Perry and those great vocals, it's important to point out that Journey and the lead singer Stephen Perry there, it's a kind of a freaky thing. Think about it. Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry. Journey, lead singer, Stephen Perry. Isn't that bizarre? It's like Steven Tyler and Joe Perry had a kid.
I never thought of that before.
Yeah, these are the things that go through my...
It would be to have a great hair, though. Oh, my gosh, if they did.
All right, so who else is in? And by the way, did your band not make it? Who do you think should have gotten in? Or do you have a problem with who did get in? Here's who got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Are you ready? This is official now as of yesterday. Tupac Shakur. See, now, first of all, I don't think what Tupac Shakur did was rock and roll necessarily, but whatever. I mean, I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a pretty white place.
But are we doing affirmative action for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Actually, yes. That's exactly what
they're
doing.
Is that right?
They have opened it up to gangster rap, and they've decided this is rock and roll.
I'm okay with that, but
a rap Hall of Fame.
No, you can put them in, but my question is, let's make sure that they're making an impact, that in some way they change the tone.
People who are into rap say that Tupac Shakur was a huge figure, and
they said that about all of them, almost.
What can I tell you? Pearl Jam. Jam is in. I
don't know how they weren't already.
I'm not a big grunge guy, so.
But
as soon as you open the doors, they let Nirvana in last year, and that's ruined it for everyone. Now all those grunge Seattle bands are going to be in there in Cleveland.
But the 90s called and wants their radio station back.
Then we got Journey, I already told you. Yes. Now that is a hugely influential band from the early 70s into the mid 70s. Well, the reason that you may not be familiar with them, Scotty Nohues, is they didn't get a whole lot of radio play. Because their songs were about 15 minutes long, right? I mean, Mike McKay, our fantastic board op here, you actually were DJ'd all through these eras. Yes. How much Yes did you play back in the day on the air? Because the songs were epic, right? Weren't they like 15 minutes long with guitar solos by Steve Howe that went on for, half a day? Yeah, he's drawing a blank.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
So yeah,
Yes
makes
you.
It in. ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. Now that's some good. Wait, you don't know Electric Light Orchestra? Come on.
Once again, I understand you want to make sure these are legacies before you vote them in, but let's make sure we...
Actually, first of all, this was one of their worst songs, actually.
Okay, probably recognize them.
ELO is in, and good for them. And finally, Joan Baez. Joan Baez. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Joan Baez.
Yeah, I still don't have.
I'm sorry.
Love is just a four-letter word. Outside a rattling storefront with no cats.
This is folk. This isn't. I understand that rock and roll had some roots in folk music. But
here's what makes me angry. Do you know who's not in there once again?
What?
Def Leppard.
I could make a much bigger.
I'm sorry, not Def Leppard.
Motley Crue.
Bon Jovi.
Listen, I would think Bon Jovi is much more rock and roll than this.
Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track is your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city.
That's your Tupac right there with California Love. By the way, we do have a little bit of Yes. Just so now, maybe you've heard this. You know, the one thing I do remember about Yes more than anything else was as a high school kid, a couple of the guys in the band, the band department, I was in drama and choir, as you could well imagine.
Okay.
And so I had friends who were in band, and some of the guitar players really liked Yes. And I do remember some afternoons hanging out with people from band looking at Yes posters on the walls of their... the posters from there, they had all these psychedelic things, and it's possible that we may have partook in a illegal substance or two.
This is not confession time, Larry.
It is. I feel like this I did. What Yes brings to mind for me. Paul in District Heights, who got snubbed, who got left out as far as you're concerned.
You.
You're on WMAO.
The Carpenters deserve to be in there, even though it's a very soft type of rock. Some of their songs were sort of rock.
Yeah. It is soft, but listen, if they let Joan Baez in with this...
Love is just a four-letter word.
I think Karen Carpenter deserves to be in there with her brother. And you're right, their harmonies were fantastic, and they certainly had a lot more hits.
Yeah.
All right.
Through the 70s.
You're right. So Paul's on board with...
I agree, Paul is on
top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation he can find is that the Carpenters got snubbed.
Pat Benatar. Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Love Pat Benatar.
None of them.
Now, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Listen, I would. Everyone says Joan Baez was a groundbreaking vocalist. I don't know. I think Peter, Paul, and Mary actually had more of an impact on the culture than Joan Baez did. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm too old to really, or too young to really appreciate what Joan Baez did to the music industry.
Now, maybe that's the question. We only need to judge the era of music that we're in. I'm not one to judge those from the 60s or 70s. And maybe my kids will come back and go, why would you put Britney Spears in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
This is our era. Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. That's our era?
That song was 10, 15 years ago.
Yes, that's the era where we had influence in the music industry.
That's good.
It's 844 on WMAL.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I got to lose weight. Maybe you're like me. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, New Year's Day, that's when I'm going to start losing the weight. I'm going to get on this exercise program and I'm going to start cutting. Maybe I'll just skip lunch every day. You know, maybe I'll skip breakfast. Maybe I'll just have dinner. I get it. There's lots of different ways to lose weight out there. I got a couple of things to tell you because I've been there. All right. Number one, don't put it off till New Year's Day. Take action now. All right, take action right now. Do what I did. Start losing weight now before New Year's Day, because if you put it off more, what's the point? And number two, you got to have a simple plan that focuses on nutrition, keeps you healthy, and is scientific. And that's why, if you're like me, you're going to go to EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP 180 Weight Loss is brand new in the area. They're just opened up in Tyson's Corner, conveniently located, and it's a simple plan. They sit down with you. They do a full body composition. It's all scientific based, and they set a goal, and they put you on a plan where you will be able to lose that weight, and most importantly, teach you how to keep it off. And that's what you want to do. And it's not about losing muscle. It's about losing fat, and they teach you how you can keep the muscle, lose that fat, and get healthier. And listen, I want to be around for all of my grandkids for Christmases yet to come. That's why I'm using EMP 180 Weight Loss. Why don't you lose weight with me? Are you stuck? Do you want to change? Is this your last hope? Do what I'm doing. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620.
It's 8:45, and now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh boy, if every rush hour could wind down like this, we'd be some happy folks for the commute. 270, never had much of a backup, looks wide open now each direction between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. South on 95, we still have a little bit of that stop and go near Beltsville to get down to the Beltway, mostly onto the inner loop. Outer loop, your delays, catch a little bit of a break here, begin after New Hampshire Avenue, and that takes you toward Colesville Road, where report of a crash right in that stretch. Let's go Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound, south of 197. We are still bunched up from our earlier incident. No problems, Route 4, Route 5, 210, and up to the Beltway, quiet. Wilson Bridge, those delays have cleared, and across the 14th Street Bridge, accident gone, and looks like the delays have eased as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushing a few clouds this morning. We'll mix clear sky in at times through the morning and this afternoon. Let's go with a cloud-sun mix and 48, which is just a few degrees above normal. Tonight we'll go back to 35, a little milder. Then a little milder on Thursday, partly cloudy, 51. Some clouds Friday, highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
38 degrees right now at 8:47. Speaking of smoking a funny cigarette and staring at yes posters until you felt like you were falling into oblivion, there's a new study out now that shows that the states who have legalized marijuana might not be facing all of the dangerous traffic conditions that alarmists have raised in the past, those who want prohibition of marijuana. Get this, according to the Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health, there is an 11% reduction in traffic fatalities on average when you are looking at jurisdictions who have enacted marijuana laws and made it either decriminalized or legal outright, or at least legalized medical marijuana. So basically the point is, Scotty, there may be some more mellow drivers out there who don't get quite as intense behind the wheel causing accidents. Do you buy this?
No, because I'm sorry. Because I know in Colorado, they've already seen preliminary data from the Colorado Department of Transportation indicates that traffic fatalities rose by 10% in 2015.
What 2015? We've got a whole other year now to...
They're just now getting the data in from 2016. I mean, once again, you can be selective. You can look at things and go, I'm not a big pro-marijuana person. I will admit that one. I think anything that can endanger others. And so I want to see the actual data that they use. I'm going to go back and look at this. They can pick and choose states and choose the average of it. And there's a difference between Colorado and Washington, yes, and inner city New York and, yes, Chicago. When
British Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli said, there are three kinds of lies. There are lies, damned lies, and statistics. You are absolutely correct. Even though I am in favor of legalization of marijuana and I am against prohibition, I'm not going to make the case that our roads will be safer if more people smoke pot.
I was about to say, do you really want to go on
that one? No, I don't. I don't. But it is interesting, and people are looking at this study saying, what's the deal? Why do the states who have legal medical marijuana laws or outright bans of prohibition on pot, like Colorado and Washington State, why are they having, on average, fewer fatalities? You're looking at just the one statistic out of Colorado.
From the main state.
If you look at all of them, apparently there is a trend, but certainly not the argument in favor of legalization.
I would like to find, like you said, the one person who said, I am for legalizing because I think it'll make us drive better.
That's right. That's legalize pot safer roads.
It's like in college, the people say, oh, I get high to study better. I get better grades when I'm high. I'm like, really? Let me know how your parents go for that one.
It's 850 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You got to get those carpets cleaned, and why not do it before the holidays, before your big New Year's party, even before your Christmas party? I bet Zero Res can still get out there and get the job done. Give them a call. Make sure you book your cleaning today, because Zero Res is going to donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. Plus, you will save $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. That's the Zero Res 1010 holiday offer. And if you don't have carpets, Zero Res can still help you. They can bring the shine back to your hardwoods, your tile, your grout, your area rugs, and your upholstery, too. My sofa looks fantastic, thanks to Zero Res. And don't you want to get those carpets cleaned before Christmas? You don't want your little tykes rolling around on a dirty carpet while they open their presents and play. And, well, if they're like my kids, they'll fall asleep after they've been playing, since they've been up since 5 in the morning and you didn't get a good night's sleep. But don't get me started on that. Just get the carpets cleaned right now. It's the 1010 holiday offer. $10 donated to Fisher House. $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimums apply. Tell them Larry sent you. Call Zero Res. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. 21 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
My parents swear it's true. Most people really do get better with age. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. They're calling it graying, but grinning. Researchers at UC San Diego say despite physical ailments, older adults are happier. Their improved sense of psychological well-being was linear and substantial, the study's author said. Participants reported they feel better about themselves and their lives year upon year, decade after decade. So why? Well, previous research has shown that older adults are more adept at coping with stress. They learn, quote, not to sweat the little things, and a lot of previously big things do become little. It could also be that wisdom increases with age. Many studies have shown older people are more skilled at emotional regulation and complex social decision-making. They also, and I didn't know this one, experience and retain fewer negative emotions and memories. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
NFL fans, go to NFLShop.com today and check out the hottest brand new officially licensed Nike apparel and new era team headwear. Looking for the perfect holiday gift? NFL Shop is the perfect place to find a gift for you or anyone on your list.
No people better than that, baby.
NFLShop.com is your source for the best selection of NFL products anywhere.
Now let's go get it.
Go to NFLShop.com or call 877-NFL-SHOP today.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at Rite Aid and CVS. Or you can go online at SnoreStop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com. That's SnoreStop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Yeah, our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
And couldn't be happier. It serves premier frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds. And the yogurt is delicious.
Yep, our customers absolutely love it. That's it over there.
Whoa, that's incredible. People really do love your Froyo robot. So, you own this?
Sure do. Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available across the country, and it's super easy. Reese and Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
And everyone loves frozen yogurt. That's incredible. How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
You just go to FroyoRobots.com and enter promo code 5050. But hurry, because locations and robots are going fast.
Froyo...
Yeah, FroyoRobots.com. Promo code 5050.
Robots.
They're taking over.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here comes Jamie Whitten. Not a robot. Real life. In the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 is backed up like it is every morning.
Man, we actually have a fantastic rush hour. It was busy earlier this morning, but it's really cleared out quickly. You can tell everyone's getting ready for the holidays, using up the last of the days, or already out of town. 395, number of accidents that we had this morning gone. And really, we are saved here because the delays are gone too. Just a bit of volume once you get off of the 14th Street Bridge, heading on to lower 14th Street. DC 295 southbound, just hang with it past East Capitol Street. That's where we had the incident. DDOT tells me crews had that to the shoulder. No problems to report right now. In fact, delays to the Wilson Bridge done. Maryland 95 still a little bit below speed to join onto the inner loop of the Beltway, and outer loop just heavy as you approach Colesville Road and George Avenue. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, helping women understand their risk factors and unique symptoms for heart disease and offering the comprehensive treatments to meet their needs. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/womensheart. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly but manageable this morning. Then we mix up clouds and sunshine this afternoon. We'll make it to 48. Milder air starts coming in as we look ahead toward tomorrow. 51, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 degrees at 8:56.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017. During the Season of Adventure sales event, visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
People with special needs need to get around differently.
That's why we created Reach-A-Ride for people like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, get to school or office, or would just like to do some shopping, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that will get you there. Reach-A-Ride. At reacharide.org, easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call at reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Estamos en español, también en reacharide.org.
Recently, the weather has been mild, but winter is right around the corner and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. ARS Rescue Rooter is here to make sure your system is ready to handle anything winter throws at it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Rooter for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Rooter.
Don't Bring Me Down. I'm trying to educate Scotty Hughes on ELO. Don't Bring Me Down was a great song.
I am officially in the doghouse with the hubby right now. I might have to stay here in D.C.
Tomorrow, Stuart Varney, Bill Kristol, Jake Tapper. Here comes Sky. What's your name? Chris Plant.
Sky, here comes Sky.
Here comes Sky.
Hey, Sky. Hey, Sky. What's happening, Sky? Really? Guys and does. Look at that. Another Broadway musical reference that I don't really get.
Hey, welcome.